For WNPR News, I'm Harriet Jones. In the week that Massachusetts removed the last challenge to its new gaming industry, voting down a potential repeal, one of Connecticut's casinos showed off exactly how it's preparing for competition from the north.
So there are going to be approximately 8 to 9 stores on this level.
These days at Foxwoods, it's not so much about the slot machines and the blackjack tables, it's about the high-end bargains. The massive, so far unfinished space we're standing in is the Tanger Outlet Mall at Foxwoods, what its backers say will be the only outlet mall attached to a casino anywhere in the U.S.
We're going to drive a lot of traffic to the casinos, and the casinos are going to drive a lot of traffic to our retail outlet.
That's Matt Armstrong, president of the Greenwich-based Gordon Group, one of the developers of the $120 million project. The mall will host more than 80 stores, big brands like Nike, H&M, Gap, American Eagle and Calvin Klein. It'll have the feel of a streetscape, he says, but will be entirely enclosed. The structure connects the Foxwoods Resort Casino building to the Fox Tower. And Armstrong says the site itself came with a host of construction challenges, including a wetlands area, pre-existing roads, and a wall of solid rock that had to be blasted out over 2 months.
And in fact, it got to a point where every day at 2 o'clock, we'd have a blast, and people at the resort sort of caught on to that. And it wasn't a covered blast, it was an exposed, so it was quite a spectacle to see. And people would line up in their hotel rooms and come outside and stand, and it was actually like people coming out to watch the rocket blasted. Free entertainment.
The point of all this effort is to create something called destination retail. In other words, a mall that's not just an added extra at the casino, but something people might actually travel to visit, even after MGM is up and running in Springfield and Wynn opens near Boston.
This resort really becomes the 800-pound gorilla. It's something that nobody can replicate. We have it all. Golf courses, shopping, dining, entertainment, 2 large theaters. It is the largest gaming facility in the United States. Can somebody else build a casino? Yes, but it's going to be very difficult to replicate what we've got here.
Rodney Butler, chairman of the Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation, the owner of Foxwoods, says the defeat of the referendum question on gaming in Massachusetts signals it's time to get serious.
We know, right? It's better than having the unknown out there. And so now we've been preparing for additional competition. We've been facing additional competition for the last decade. And so that's where we focus on initiatives like Tanger. We're really focusing on our core.
But while Foxwoods is the focus, there's still one license to be awarded in Massachusetts. And Butler isn't willing to completely close that door.
You never know what opportunities are going to come up, and we're always open to them.
The Tanger Outlet Mall at Foxwoods is due to open Memorial Day weekend next year. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.